This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. Sam, where are we at in the Bible today?
Today we are in the Sermon on the Mount. We have come through the Lord's Prayer, and at the end of the Lord's Prayer, he says, you know, that we are to pray like this, and we call out for forgiveness. Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or some denominations, it's the Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. The idea of a trespass is you're somewhere you're not supposed to be.
Yep.
Same idea. With debt and sin and everything else, you're accruing something you shouldn't be accruing. So then after that, Jesus says one of the more challenging things that should make all of us that are naturally, you know, got sinful natures and everything else and carry around bitterness, it should make us, you know, gulp a little bit here. But he says, of course, like basically, of course you're to forgive. And then he drops verses 14 and 15 of Matthew chapter 6 on us.
Jesus says, "For if you forgive others' trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."
And this should make us like, yeah. Oh my goodness, like that's really terrifying. Like what if God's not going to forgive me if I don't forgive others? Because mm-hmm. that's clearly what it's saying here, right?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
And it's not conditional forgiveness. You know, he doesn't give us a lot of parentheses like, well, forgive them if they deserve it or forgive them if they didn't do this or that or the other. It's just like, forgive.
Yeah. And so this gets into issues of theology. It's like, wait. So if our salvation comes by grace alone and it's by faith alone, then what do you do with this? Because it seems conditioned on whether or not we're performing forgiveness.
My behavior.
And so where this comes from is this isn't so much, you know, you're forgiving in order to get salvation. You're forgiving to reveal your salvation. And that's the key here. What Jesus is teaching, it's not saying that forgiveness earns your salvation, but unforgiveness reveals a heart that's untouched by grace that has never experienced salvation. Or like you just don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't understand the massive debt of forgiveness that you have received. So like if I stop for a moment and I really like get amazed by grace, and it's not just something I grew up hearing, and you know, I receive the gospel and it gets ordinary. But I stop for a moment and think all the nasty thoughts that I have toward humanity and all the vicious things that I've done and the ways that I've mistreated others and all the things that I hate about myself that are gross and everything else, and all the ways that I live, the most shameful things I've done. The Lord looked at all that. This holy God who deserves perfection from me, who deserves, you know, his creation to live in accord with his design rather than rebelling and shaking our fist in his face where, you know, he's God, he should just blot us out. But instead, he loves us so much that we have this massive debt that we owe to him, huge debt to an infinite God that we're never going to pay. We can't even begin to pay it. And so he comes into this world and says, you know what the size of your debt is? It's infinite to the point where the only way that you could ever be rescued is for me to go to a cross, to be spat upon, to be beaten, punched, to be crucified, naked, shamed, all of that. It's an enormous debt, and I'm the God of the universe, and you're worth it. And so even though you've done things to grieve me, even though you've done things that I find abhorrent, even though you've done things that are worthy of wrath, I'll take it. I'll bear the debt. I'll pay it. And so you live, if you really understand, and I don't think any of us can possibly understand the weight of what we've been given. But then you have way pettier. I don't care what's happened to anyone in this world. The most tragic things don't compare to the degree and the weight of God's forgiveness for you. But to have received that and to feel the pardon of that and to feel how undeserved you are and how wicked you are, and then turn around and be like, yeah, but I'm the moral standard over this person and I refuse to forgive them.
Yeah.
Is like, I don't think you realize what you just received. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you didn't receive it. And so the forgiveness, it's like a marker of a person who's been changed. It's not, you know, you don't do it to earn it. You've already received it. Therefore, you can't help but extend it to others because Jesus says that's what would please me. And if you did that for me, and it would please you for me to do that for others, imagine saying to them, I'm not doing it. That wasn't good enough to change my life to do the same for others. That's essentially what your posture is saying when you say, I refuse to forgive. I don't want to be there.
No.
I definitely don't want to be there.
Yeah, the bottom line kind of is just forgiving people forgive.
Yeah. I've heard it said before, we are the most forgiven people, therefore we should be the most forgiving people. We've received the most mercy, we should give the most mercy. We've received the most love, we should give the most love. We've received the most grace, we should give the most grace. I mean, that's how this works. Christ loved us. We love because he loved us, right? That's what the scriptures say. And so when you get to forgiveness, there's things out there that are reprehensible. Like people have suffered things that are unbelievable, that it's unimaginable to think. Like, how do you forgive for that? Somebody harms a child. Somebody harms your wife. You know, how do you let that go? And what forgiveness is not doing is saying, I'm okay with what you did.
Yeah, like that doesn't matter. Yeah.
That is not it at all. Forgiveness doesn't even mean that you're saying, you know, God don't bring justice or society don't bring justice. What you're saying is, I'm not holding this bitterness toward them anymore. As far as I'm concerned, I'm relieving them of what is owed to me. God, it's up to you now. Society, justice system, please bring justice. It doesn't mean that you don't want them to face justice, mm-hmm. but what it means is you are not holding on to that bitterness and resentment and demanding your own judgment and vengeance on them. You're letting it go. And so forgiveness is choosing freedom over bitterness. It's choosing Christ's desires for us over our own. It's refusing to allow injustices to claim power over our lives. And it's the only hope that prevents cycles of just perpetual bitterness that never gets dealt. And then, by the way, that unforgiveness and that bitterness, who's it's harming? It's not harming the guys.
It's only us. Yeah.
It's destroying you. And so Jesus is like, let me have that.
Yeah. It's for us.
Yeah.
We are to forgive others for our own sake.
That's absolutely right. And unforgiveness, I've heard it say, is theological amnesia. It forgets the cross. It forgets what you've been given. And there's a parable that Jesus tells that I think illustrates this so perfectly. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. And the way that goes, and I'm gonna paraphrase it, but he's like, there's a king who has a servant, and this servant owes 10,000 talents, which it's an unbelievable amount. A talent is 75 pounds. So do the math, 10,000 talents, 75 pounds, that's 750,000 pounds of gold, $4,300 an ounce recently. So this is $51 billion.
That's like, crazy.
When Jesus tells this parable, it's meant to be like, well, that's crazy.
That's not a real number.
Here's a man with a servant who owes him $51 billion, right? Like, and he can't pay. And back then, if you couldn't pay, what happened to you? You went to debtor's prison.
Yeah, your life's over.
And if you couldn't pay, then your family was enslaved until they could pay it off. It destroyed your whole legacy, right? And so the one who is owed the debt goes to this guy and says, be free of it. I'm going to absorb. In other words, I'm going to pay the $51 billion that you owe me. I'm going to eat it. Go be free. And then this guy goes out and finds another servant who owes him 100 denarii. That's 100 days wages. It's a quarter of work, right? And he chokes him and he grabs him and he demands that he be thrown into debtor's prison. And I mean, he's angry that this guy owes him infinitely.
Insurmountable.
Yeah, debt is garbage. Yeah. And when the king hears about this, the master hears about this, he's like, wait a minute, I forgave you $51 billion worth of debt. You were hopeless. Your whole life was about to be destroyed because of this, and I freed you, and you came to somebody who owes you a pittance in comparison, and you're demanding justice for them? And then in the parable that Jesus is telling, what happens to the one who was forgiven his $51 billion? When he refuses to forgive, he has him arrested and thrown into debtor's prison and tortured.
Yes.
Like, that's stark. But what is this parable saying? Like, it is not negotiable. Jesus, who has earned your obedience, who's given far more than he ever asked you to give, comes and says, this is a non-negotiable aspect of being a Christian.
Yeah.
You are so forgiven. You must forgive. Otherwise, you've never been truly forgiven. What do you take out of that?
Just a reminder to start with Jesus in this one. Right, because it could come down to like, I don't want to forgive. I don't want to do this. Like, this person doesn't deserve it. Like, there's so many excuses in my sinful nature to say, like, I'm just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Then to remind myself of how we started, like, well, Jesus came to this earth to die for me when I was still his enemy. Like, I didn't want him yet then. And yet he chose to do all of it. And that is absolutely wonderful. And that should transform me. And if it's not, then that is a question to ask myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. And I think one of the other parts is forgiveness is not saying that you have to go be chummy.
Yeah.
It's not saying
it's not restoration.
Yeah, it's not restoration. It's not even reconciliation if they're unwilling to repent and everything. But it is going to the Lord like you talked about and saying, like, I am so consumed with rage toward this person. It's eating me up. And I know that this doesn't belong to me, that you love me. You love those that have been wronged more than I do. So I'm going to leave this with you, Jesus. If you choose to redeem that person and rescue that person, that would be wonderful. If not, I'm leaving the justice with you. Like, but I do not hold my vengeance over them anymore. I release it to you and trust you with it. Because you've forgiven me, I forgive them. As an act not of, you know, helping them even so much, but as an act of worship to you, this is costly to me. This hurts, actually, to forgive this person. But this is your desire. It's an offering to you, and you're worth it because you want this. I'll give it. And then be free. Leave it with him. Be free of the bitterness. I mean, we all have people that are like,
we got stuff,
you know. Give it to him, and then he'll soften you.
Yeah, so let's do that now. Jesus, firstly, we just start by reminding ourselves what you've done for us, God. We just praise you that you're the God who entered into time and space, that you entered into this world on behalf of us, that you were holy, you were perfect, you never did anything wrong, and yet you went to a cross, you were beaten, you were abused for our sake. And on that day, you took every sin that we will ever commit, every sin that everyone who follows you will ever commit. God, you took the punishment on our behalf. So remind us of just the great forgiveness that we have received. And now, Lord, we turn to ourselves, Lord, and we just acknowledge all the sufferings that have happened and all the wrongdoing that has been formed against us because of the sinful nature of humanity, God. And we ask for justice, but we leave that justice in your hands. Lord, we trust that you are going to make all things right, Lord, that you have the power over everything. So, Lord, we just ask for your Holy Spirit now. Lord, I just pray for all of our hearts and everyone who listens to this, God, where there is bitterness, God, would you allow us just to lay that at your feet? Where there is hurt or harm, God, would we just be able to leave it at your feet as well, God? And would you just bring about a spirit of forgiveness? Lord, would you show us the weight of what it means to forgive other people around us because you have already forgiven us. So we just pray by the power of your Spirit that would become a forgiving people because we've been forgiven. So we just thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.